We've got our entertainments on the phone with us, Mr. Brad Stein. Welcome, Brad.
Well, thank you. I don't know where else I'd rather be. Well, actually, I'd like to right where I am and stay away from your cold. So I will come in March, but do not ask me to come right now because I don't have a dog sled team or the ability to survive if I got lost somewhere in the wilderness.
We will see what we can do for you. Now you've been to Wisconsin, I'm sure.
I have been there many times. Yep. Mark Gunger is a good friend, and he, of course, has a church up in Green Bay.
Yes, he does.
I've been there quite a few times, and then a couple times in Milwaukee and other areas. So, no, I love coming up there. It's a great part of the country. I love cheese that squeaks, and that's the only place I can find it. At first I thought something had gone wrong, that I had a tumor, and come to find out, no, it's supposed to sound like that. But I'm hoping that you'll jerk some kind of beef while I'm there and make me some kind of milk, pasteurized something. I'm sure you can do pasteurization. That's what you guys are known for up there.
Thank you for making us sound so amazing. I'm so happy I live in Wisconsin.
Yes. Now notice I don't live there. So I think it's even from afar. I do love coming. I love the Midwest. I love the Midwest. I love coming up north. Love meeting the folks and just trying to, especially for you guys. You got this great ministry, you got this amazing radio station, and you want to keep it going, and you want to keep reaching out to folks, and hopefully I'm going to be able to help you.
We're talking to Brad Stein, a Christian comedian who's going to be down at our very first annual Praise Gala. Now you got to help us out with something, because there's like three or four different ways, and we've had issues, discussions about, is it gala, gala, or gala? What would you call it?
Hala, that's what I would call it. The G is silent. The A-L-O can be pronounced any way you want. It really doesn't matter. If the Tower of Babel, they gave you three options.
Wow, that's true.
G is silent, and that's what a lot of people get confused by. I'm coming to a hala, and I'm going to enjoy every bit of it.
Now, I Wikipedia'd you. And that sounds terrible,
and
doesn't it?
I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Wikipedia actually tells you the most accurate access to people's biography in the world is Wikipedia. And
I sense the sarcasm in that.
I've got some squeaky cheese to tell you. Yeah. But anyways, what did they tell you?
Well, this is what I found out. I'm not sure if this is, again, accurate or not, but your dad actually was the front man for a band called The Regents.
Yes.
Who recorded the original recording of the song Barbara Ann. Ba 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 Moran, all that.
Oh, right. Well, no, that wasn't him. I wish I could take credit for that, but no, that was not him. He was a singer for that band, but it was more local a band. It wasn't anybody famous or whatever. He was sort of wanted to be. He was in community theater and things, and definitely I grew up watching him in theater and realizing how much fun that was. Maybe partly helped inspire me to be. In entertainment, it was just watching my dad do it and family members that were involved in that kind of a world. So it definitely was intriguing to me. But you know what? I mean, when I started doing comedy 31 years ago, it was in nightclubs. I mean, I was trying to learn how to be a professional comic in such of a community without using curse words or sexual references. So I wanted to be able to prove that creativity is funnier than crude. So I really wanted to show how fun and unique clean comedy could look like. But when God called me into the church, I was thinking it was just another place by which art could be explored within the spiritual theological dimension, and that was fine with me, but I didn't know that God was actually calling me to a ministry, that there was a deeper purpose for why I communicated, which is my gift, by the way. It's not comedy. It's not the other things that I've been doing, but it's communication. Be able to do is take deep issues culturally or theologically and laymanize it and make them easier. And that's what made me different than all the other Christian comics. Yeah. There's none that do what I do using Judeo-Christian worldview as the social commentary that stands for particular ideas about my faith. It makes me different and unique. And that's really why I wanted to be part of what you guys are doing, because you're the same way. You're a Christian station and you're reaching folks in a unique way. And I love to partner with that, because God is a win-win God. You know, everybody that participates in his work is able to heal and help others, but also to reap, you know, whatever they needed for the moment. So it's a beautiful thing. And I think the folks will have a great time. They're going to laugh. They're going to be able to get to know more about what you guys are trying to do for your culture and your community and participate in helping you financially, because that was how the church started. When I speak and perform with other groups, I do a lot of pro-life fundraising and Christian schools and radio stations. because I want to help my brothers and sisters who are doing their good work and their gift be able to keep doing it and getting the gospel out. So that's why we're coming, and I can't wait to meet your people and see what they're all about.
Yeah, we are so excited to have you here, and I know I was on your website.
I noticed there was somebody on that. I couldn't tell who it was. Normally there's a camera that I can lock in.
See, that's the loving that. Big brother kind of watching me online?
Yeah, in a loving way. But
yeah.
To correct you spiritually, I'll do that, with a rock or a staff.
Appreciate that so much.
Yeah, well, what did you discover?
Well, I discovered this awesome project that you have. It's called the God Experience.
Yeah.
And would love for you to talk about that.
Well, the God Experience was my frustration. Listen, anybody that's a fan of mine knows that I've always stood for things that were affecting Christians in America, that were affecting Christians in general in our faith. Hmm. And so that's kind of just been my passion. I wanted to help make people aware of things that we as Christians can pray for and fight for and live for. And part of that then began to evolve in the fact that I realized that so many of the millennials and below were walking away from their faith in the church. A lot of people don't know, because I've been doing comedy for so long. I started out as a magician. I was a close-up magician in Southern California for a number of years. And so I actually know and have an understanding of the techniques of sleight of hand and so forth to quite an extent. And so I thought to myself, you have all these unique skills that you don't do and haven't done for many, many years because you're a comedian. And I thought, what if I was to bring some of those and bring them, inculcate them into a talk about the truths of God and show that God exists and not do it like a, it's not like a gospel magic. It's, I will talk about a philosophical idea, let's say the Kalam cosmological argument, which simply states that anything that exists had a cause, the universe exists, thus it had a cause. So that's a kind of a philosophical idea. Well, then I use a sort of a sleight-of-hand illusion to show what things look like if they come from uncaused events. They would be called a miracle. And so I'm just basically using those illusions as a special effect, I guess would be the best way to say it, to enhance a philosophical idea or a theological idea. And it's been going crazy. I mean, the churches have been loving it. They say it's one of the best evangelistic messages they've ever seen. And I didn't really expect it to be evangelism. I just thought it was apologetics. So I realized that God was calling me to use my skills as a performer and a communicator to tell these kind of stories. So that's what the God Experience is all about. And I've been asked to go to many, many churches to do my comedy and then the God Experience as an outreach. So I won't be doing that at your event, but I will be doing comedy only. But certainly it's something that we could do another time, or there's a church up there that might be interested in evangelism.
Well, we are talking with Brad Stein. Here's our entertainment on March 8th at the first annual Praise Gala in La Crosse at Celebrations on the River. Dinner and a silent auction. And I'm assuming that during dinner, Brad, is when you're going to be coming on. I don't know if you have the agenda, but is that?
I don't. I would doubt it would be during dinner because it would be a little difficult for people to eat and then try to
And then
focus.
Laugh at the same time?
Yeah. And that's not always good, especially for the guest that's directly adjacent from you. You don't want people with a mouthful of, mashed potatoes laughing. Just trust me. Not a pretty sight.
Could be a disaster.
You'd need a bib for actually protecting yourself from your eating friends. So that's a problem. But anyways, so I'm guessing that there'll probably be a small break after the dinner, and that's how I'll be speaking. But, again, to make awareness of your station, to make Christians aware of how important it is to participate financially in these things, because, frankly, it's our only way of doing things. This is a way they believe in it and they're ministered by. It's like tithing. You're supposed to give back. And so that's why I'm excited to help you guys launch this, and hopefully every year from then on we'll continue to be successful like that.
We're talking with Brad Stein, and again, he's coming to the first annual Praise Gala. It is Friday, March 8th, or Hala. Is that how we're officially doing it?
Again, if you're an ancient Hebrew, yes, but I didn't know if that's something you even use in your station.
I'll submit it to the staff and see if that's something that will happen.
I think it could be. Yeah, I'm sure you could find some kind of board meeting and be bored, because I always am. And then when they're over with, we just do whatever we want.
I just kind of keep the coffee going. That's how that works.
Caffeine, that's it.
Brad, just one more question. What, you know, if you were to like ask someone, I mean, we know that this is to benefit the Ministry of Praise. Why should somebody come out and see you, come and see Brad Stein on March 8th?
Well, they should, be, and more than importantly, frankly, I would say bring a friend, even a non-believing friend. I know this is for Christian radio. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of Christian elements that are going to be talked about. So, number one, you can laugh. You can laugh and have fun because joy is part of God's, you know, creation for humans to experience too. And then lastly, just to see that Christians come in a lot of flavors. We have a lot of different ways that we communicate. Some of us are different, but the Bible is very clear. The hand cannot say to the foot, I don't need you, or the eye can't say to the mouth, I don't need you, that we are supposed to be different in the way we communicate, in the way that we engage each other, because God wants to reach everybody. And if everybody was the same, we'd be reaching the same people. So I want you guys to come out and have a great time. Bring somebody. Let them see Christians look different than they had anticipated. We're coming lots of flavors. But we love life. We're so grateful God has died for us and rose for us. And we want to share that story, the single most unique, unbelievable, miraculous story in human history. That's simple radio station, constantly 24/7, tells that story. And that's the most important thing you can do as a human. So that's why you should show up.